Right on. Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Justin Baroni, and this is Tyler Neely. And we're back with more Stumbinglass, baby.
Yeah, we are.
And this time, we're starting the show off with Alaskan Thunderfuck. Mm-hmm. So we hope you enjoy. Here we go.
It's fair to mention, I don't feel like time between polls, but we did already smoke some decent hash.
Yeah, we had the same thing. If you watched last week's sesh-isode, we did the same thing and had... Sorry, man. Here, I'll get you. We had... Take that right to the face. No, you can't stop it. Saw your fingers slide under there.
None of that.
That's
how you start the show.
Yep. So we had in the Cherry AK that Tyler had brought, he had mixed it with some animal face hash from Carmel, which was, you want to take a second here? I'll do the second one, which is a sativa. So we had a little of that out in the garage before this, and maybe a double shot of Grant's 12-year whiskey, because it's Sunday afternoon, and why the fuck not? That's how we spend our Sunday afternoons doing shit.
Yup.
So, yeah, so we ended up having in the journey pipe, I didn't bring it down, but in the journey pipe, we ended up having a little bit of the animal face hash, which is like 50, well, last week's episode was 55%.
That's right.
This week's release was 56.3 or 56.8, something like that.
Yeah.
It was fucking, again, delicious. Straight up, though, it's different. Mm-hmm. It's different than with, like, it's almost like the sativa high is, like, dulled out from that one by whatever you add it with. It's like right. An undertone to yeah, whatever yeah. You're mostly smoking. Whereas on its own, well, even like you said, I was feeling it too, was mm-hmm. the whiskey. We had the shot of whiskey. By the time we came back inside, it felt like all your extremities were nice and warm.
Yeah.
Right? Like little tingles, little. So they're good. So it's a good way to start the show because it doesn't knock you out. Now,
yep.
We'll see what that does with some Alaskan Thunderfuck because I've been smoking that a lot lately and I've been telling Tyler he's got to try it because it keeps your head clear, makes you think fun thoughts and like be a little introspective and maybe a little more in depth. And at the same time, levels out your body so that you're just nice and solidly relaxed.
Yeah.
That's kind of the feeling, I think.
As you noted too, that like linalool.
Yeah.
Heavy on the nice linalool. It's, and you can taste it in that for sure.
Right?
Yep.
It's it's the top terp in that. So it's, I don't know, 0.67 or 7.6. Like it's higher up there. I don't have the bag on me right now. But it's higher up there. So like it's a really nice body high, but it surprisingly doesn't fuck up your head where you're like, oh my God, no.
Yeah, because sometimes you get that, like, it feels like your eyes are closing, but you're still, like, there.
Yeah.
And it's just like it's pulling you down.
Yeah.
But
it's not like Vortex gummies where the more you eat, the more you're just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Those things were just dangerous.
They're awesome. You know what?
Holy shit.
I still have, like, 300 milligrams of them. I almost brought them down when I went back up to get the sour OG.
Hang on to those. Those are relics.
I know. That's one's in my fridge and the other one's outside freezing in the fucking cold ass garage.
Keep it preserved, you know.
Yeah. But I will say this. Alaskan Thunderfuck was the thing that I, like, if you don't have to drive, mm-hmm. you're going to go somewhere like, I don't know, Costco. That's probably a thing you want to be on.
Yeah.
You know? Because, so Tyler and I were, yeah, Tyler and I were talking lately and we've noticed that there's like, we've always noticed that, how do you explain this? Like, so I said this before in a podcast with the age gating at work. We have to ask you for your ID. You have to show, like, to be legal in the shop based on the regulations in Canada, you have to show your ID. This, I feel like it's beaten to death, but like people still don't fucking understand this, which is aggravating on our end. Because what people don't keep in mind is that we don't want to do this either.
Yeah.
We just have to, okay? That's if it. We don't want to face fines or penalties or, you know, shops closing, things like that.
Yeah.
So it's not that we, if you're 85, we know you're 85.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the time. We know you're old enough, is my point.
Yes.
Right? So like, the fact that we're asking you for ID is simply because we have to. We have to verify that you have it in the store. Yep. I've said this before, but there's always some middle-aged jackass.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if it's, at this point, it's mostly men. But there are some women, too, that, like, seriously, just show the fucking card. Like,
yeah, it's 2 seconds.
Right?
You know, like, it's the easiest freaking thing.
If you walk there, I can understand you being like, oh, I forgot my wallet. I forgot my card at home. I just brought my bank card. I can totally understand that. But if you drove, which pot shops have cameras, they see all parts of the building. We can tell if a white car pulls in and then you're the next person that walks through that parking lot, you drove. You have your ID. Why won't you show your ID? Just show your fucking ID. It's like, it's not a big deal.
And if you literally don't have it and you drove here, you have bigger problems.
Yeah, like, I had a guy call me on the phone once and try to give me shit that we didn't let him in because, or his buddy in. So this one guy calls because he sent a buddy of his to the shop to come pick up some weed for him.
Right.
Why he can't come, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But then he begins to, like, kind of, like, berate me about not letting him in. I wasn't even there.
Right.
But, like, the point is it's our shop, right? So, like, we're responsible.
Yeah.
So, he's giving me shit, and he goes, he didn't have his ID. I go, hold on. Because halfway through the conversation, I realized this motherfucker came from a different town. Like, a totally different town. Not, like, the north end on the border. No, he was in the center of a different town, okay? And this guy drove to us without his ID. As I said, like you just said, to the guy on the phone, I go, dude, that guy's got bigger problems than getting into a pot shop. Why the fuck don't you have your ID if you're driving?
Yeah.
Like,
what if something happens, you know? And that's like, and for me, it's not an excuse anymore.
Mm-mm.
It's so beyond at this point. And the thing I want people to understand more than anything is the whole reason we're sticking to this mandate is because I am protecting my staff.
Yeah.
That is it. You know, like these kids, like they're still paying their student loans. Some of them are still students.
Yeah.
Like you are not going to put that on this person.
Yeah.
You know, or me or anybody here.
That's
just
right.
Because of your neglect.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's like, I've said that to customers. I said that to one guy and actually one woman as well, because they were so adamant about, well, I'm fine. I'm legal. Listen, I'll say it again. I said it before. If you go to a club, do you duck the velvet rope? No, because you're going to get your ass handed to you.
Mm.
Granted, we're not going to kick the shit out of you because we're selling weed, which is supposed to be fucking fun time, happy time.
That's right.
We're selling fun.
We are selling fun.
Okay? And happiness and relaxation. That's what we're selling here. Mm. It's a certain feeling. Okay? And you're going to come in with your rage and whatever. Like, if you want to be all fuck the man, great. But we're not the man. Okay,
that's right.
We're the thing that has to operate based on what the man's rules are. So we, like you, enjoy smoking weed. But we, like you, when we come in on our off hours, have to also show our IDs.
Yeah.
Okay? Because it's respect and it's the right way to do it.
That's right.
Right? So when somebody comes in and starts giving, like, our people shit, I've had to explain to them, look, you have a student, but most often than not, you have a student in front of you asking you for this, like your ID. You're going to duck a line, push past them, do whatever you want, show your thing, and you're going to get that person in trouble. So you're going to add on anywhere from, what is it, $2,500 to, I think it's actually 25 grand, up to that high, depending on what the infraction is and how liable you are to it. But you're putting that on a college student, most likely, because they don't find the business. They find the person. The person that's working at that area. And then that person is now responsible for a $25,000 fine because you think that the world fucking revolves around you and everybody should just do shit your way. If you don't like it, petition the fucking government. They're the only ones that are going to change it. It's the only way it's going to happen.
Yeah.
If you've got a problem with it, maybe don't go to the pot shop. Go to the guy in his garage and fucking buy it from there. Because what you're doing is putting college kids with an already insurmountable debt in more debt. Yep. And you're now the cause of the reason, part of the cause, as to why they can't buy a fucking home and get out of their parents' house. So you, self-righteous jackass, okay, is causing fucking problems for the youth. We're supposed to help the youth.
Yeah.
Help the youth. Show your fucking ID. Don't be an asshole. Yep. It's that simple.
Mic drop.
Right?
100%.
I don't have that button. But yeah. I But we had that same thing happen on Friday. Mm-hmm. And the worst part is, this motherfucker decides that he's going to argue the point based on the idea that we potentially may at some point ask an 85-year-old woman for her ID. And his morality stood that it is rude to ask an 85-year-old woman for her ID. Hey, fuckface. Let me ask you a question. If you get pulled over and you get asked for your ID, does your age fucking matter?
Mm-hmm.
No. They're asking for the card, you fucking dummy.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's not us asking a woman to show us her age. It's us asking that person to show us that they have the proper piece of identification to be in this pot shop legally.
Yeah.
It's the exact same shit with a liquor store. It's just that it is so normalized that you don't fucking notice it because no one says shit because everybody's fine with it. Eventually, at some point, weed will be that way.
Yeah.
But it is not right now.
That's right.
So you have to sit back, fucking deal with that shit, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
And remember this. Always remember this when you walk into any kind of retail environment. The person that you think serves you and is solely there to serve you is a fucking person.
Yeah.
You can't talk to them like shit. You can't act like they're assholes. You can't act like an asshole. Be nice. Be civil. Don't be demanding. Take the fucking headset out of your fucking head and have a conversation. Yeah. Because there's too many people that come in, headphones on. I've had 3 interactions this week with idiots that come into the store with headphones in. I'm asking them for their phone number so they can get a discount. Because why would you pay full price for fucking weed?
That's right.
Okay? And you can't even talk to me because you're too busy listening to your fucking latest track of fucking Megadeth? Who doesn't make anything anymore? Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Have a conversation. Be civil. Take the electronics out of your fucking hands and head and talk to the person across from you.
Yeah.
Act like a grown-up. You're supposed to be the leader of a generation. All of us have a responsibility as adults to handle ourselves respectfully, maturely, and properly, quite honestly. So if you're going to come into my shop with a fucking Volcom hat on, or sorry, I should say our shop, with a fucking Volcom hat on, trying to tell me what you fucking know about an industry that you can't even understand the first thing when you get to the front fucking door, how about this? Shut the fuck up, buy your fucking weed, and get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what I'm saying. Because I'm not going to treat you rudely unless you're treating me rudely. And there's no reason to treat anybody in a place that sells happiness rudely. That's my rant for the week. I need a drink.
Yeah. Well said, man. Fucking exactly all that.
I'm just so tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the same thing, the same thing happens when you go to Costco. And this is not even this isn't even from a retail perspective. This is from a social integration perspective. A social, what do you call it? Have a certain amount of decorum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Common courtesies.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, I was at Costco today. So that might be why I'm a little
In case you up. Can't tell.
Yeah. I love Costco because I can afford Costco. But I also hate Costco because I have to go to Costco.
Yeah.
So I've noticed since we've started frequenting Costco in the last year or so that it's like its own planet, like its own fucking universe. Like, the rules of life do not apply once you enter that parking lot.
Nope.
Like, everybody's fuck you mine just turns up to 11.
Yeah.
Because this one goes to 11. That's what fucking happens. Oh, sweet. Thanks, man.
I'm just sharing the load, but all right. Carry on.
So we're going to roll we're going to smoke a pre-roll. Which one are these?
This is White Blaze by Wildlife. It's a nice sativa.
Mm.
Just a real simple little
sweet
little guy.
Yeah, nice little, half gram?
Yeah,
looks like.
Maybe a 0.35 actually, because it's a 10 pack.
They rolled it longer then. I like when they roll it longer rather than small and fat. What is it? 0.35?
0.3.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a better job then. Because it's like those 0.5s that you get that are like this big, but they're fat. And you're like, dude, I don't. It smokes too fast. Yeah. Make it longer.
That's why Green Seal does a really good job.
Carmel does it too. Yeah, they do a good job because they do a similar style of rolling.
It's true. Sorry.
Costco. No, that's okay. No, it's a good interlude from my anger. The kids told me the other day, they're like, Dad, you should get angry at something. You're hilarious when you're angry. I'm like, that's just because in front of you guys, I'm calling something a cocksucker. And they're like, yeah. They're like, you say all the things you're not allowed to say. I'm like, because you guys are people. Like, you understand. My kids don't walk around swearing at people. They'll say, like, swear words sometimes. But, like, nothing crazy, you know?
Yeah.
I'm probably the most, like if something were to happen in public, I'm the most likely out of my group of people to be like, hey, cocksucker, go fuck yourself, you retard. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be saying all the wrong things.
Yeah.
So we were at Costco. And it's literally just like, it's literally a totally different universe. Like, the rules of life do not apply as they apply to Costco. Because now it's like, it's almost like an apocalypse is happening every day there.
Yeah.
Because everybody's just like, fuck that, that's my peanut butter. You know, like you're just, you have these big ass wide carts, you have big wide aisles, but still, nobody gets out of your way. People walk right at you, cut you off, don't stop, like block you in. It's, I'm sitting there going like, okay. There was a time when I believed that, like, Last of Us or Walking Dead, like, people wouldn't be like that. They wouldn't be willing to shoot. And then I went to Costco for, like, an hour. And I was like, no, I get it. I'm ready to shoot all of you. Like, if you were blocking my aisle and this was the apocalypse, guess who's catching one in the head? 1, 2, 3, 4, 18. 18 people.
You're between me and survival right now.
Right?
I'm not okay with that.
That's what it feels like at Costco.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably the closest thing to what our, like, caveman ancestors felt like.
like being Costco, I think, boils my blood more than like a busy day at the shop. Do you know what I mean? Like, like when we're packed, but like the Costco pack is totally different.
It's because planet. People don't like, there's so many people and people are trying to get, everyone knows it's going to be busy when they're there, so they're trying to get in and out really quickly, right? But they don't end up getting in and out really quickly. And then there's also the other group that knows that they're not going to be. So that group that knows that they're not going to be out is just like walking around, looking at the ceiling, stopping in the middle of the aisle, slowing down because they're thinking about something while looking to the left, not realizing they're blocking the entire way. Like,
I love it. I love it when they leave their cart here and they go to this side of the aisle and walk up that actual pathway.
You know what I do? I move their cart to the other side of the aisle. I'm like, why are you making this an obstacle course? It's already an obstacle course. Like, it's literally laid out in the best track possible. If you don't put things in the way, we'll all be out of here in no time. You know?
Yeah.
I get mad at my oldest because she comes grocery shopping with me all the time. It's not that I get mad at her, but, like, I get easily ticked off because she'll do that. She'll see something she wants. The upside is I've got her to take the cart.
Okay.
So she never leaves it
unless
I'm beside it.
Right.
But she never leaves the cart. But what she'll do is she'll, like, go up to the stack of shit and be, like, kitty corner to it.
Yep.
So it's, like, it's as if, you know, some dude from the 80s pulled out now and with his, like, Ferrari. I was like, and, like, skid stopped on an angle. You know, that's what her cart looks like.
I'm parking here.
Yeah. And then he gets
deal up. With it.
Meanwhile, it's, like, he zooms out and it's fucking in the middle of traffic. Like,
yeah.
That's what she does sometimes. And that's
valet.
What Here's my keys, bitch. But yeah, so that's the only time that I get like kind of agitated at her. But she's got to that. Yeah, I find it's the worst. Or when people just walk at you and think you're going to move. Like,
yeah, the Costco chicken. Chicken at the Costco.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what's funny? I got knocked, like hit so many times that I was like, okay, I've obviously gotten soft in my old age. I said, because there was a time when people would walk into me and they would hit me and be like, oh, fuck.
My bad, man.
You know? Like, and that doesn't happen anymore. People are like, oh, look at that guy getting mad. I'm like, guess what's going to happen now? That guy's coming back.
Yeah.
They called me shoulders because I lean into shit.
It's like, but man, like, honestly, though, like, given that Canadians are known for saying sorry, mm-hmm. hearing a whole lot less of that these days.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just none of everybody is in their own world now.
Yep.
Thanks to, you know, pandemic and being locked in and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, everybody is just locked into their little reality.
Yep.
And have...
Everybody got trapped in their own mind.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but, like, a good... The portion of the population that was always... the voice for excuses or like the downtrodden that couldn't get any better because somebody else did this to them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's those people now.
Mm.
They're at the point where they're like, well, it's fucking me. It's me. I'm right. going up. All about me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the rest of us are trying to be cordial. But like, you know, I watch a lot of aggressive, manly TV shows, yeah. I guess you could say. So every
full octane.
Yeah, so yeah. Every like few weeks or so there's some new bullshit that I'm talking about murdering people and doing this or whatever, right? But it's like it's not really murdering people. What I'm saying is I get pissed off and then like when I was watching Justified, we'd bury people somewhere, you know, we didn't like or whatever. Not actually gonna do it, relax.
Yeah, just but, the feeling this person gives you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I get that now.
It goes from I'm agitated to, you know, I'd bury that guy outside if this was, but I've been watching weeks of Justified, and that's what they do on that show. They shoot the guy and bury him out in the desert. Whatever, okay? Same thing with, I watch the Mayans Inc.,
yep.
right? Or Mayans Motorcycle, I don't know, whatever it's called. But I watch that, so now all of a sudden I have the mentality of a biker because I get way too involved in it, and then like... I see the characters, I'm like, I'm going to talk like that. Yeah. Some guy says some slick shit, and you're like, hey, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, you're like, oh, wait. I forgot that's TV.
I'm not actually them.
Yeah. I like to pretend in my head that I'm a bad motherfucker.
Because there's always, like, when you really get locked into a good show, you're just like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, like, you start sympathizing, right? So you start seeing the similarities between you and whoever.
My problem is, ever since I was a kid, I see that, and I want to be that.
Right.
Right? So then a certain part of my personality takes that on.
Yeah, it's already linked to it, right?
So but now, just... exactly. So now I'm old enough to recognize when I'm like, hey, dummy.
Yeah.
You can't walk around like Vin Diesel and be like, I'm a man, you want to fight me? I'm a wrench. Oh, you know, like,
yeah.
Brian! Like, yeah. You know, you can't do that. So, you know, I realize that, but my mouth doesn't.
Right.
So my mouth responds as if I were in that kind of show.
Sure.
Because I'm so immersed in it where I know that I shouldn't. But I also think as a person, like when you talk like that, it sounds cool as fuck.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes like when you walk by a guy and somebody says stuff like here's a good example. So I had this guy, this runner on my block. That mm-hmm. would run down our street. I turned into my driveway. He was three houses down. I guess he was like sprinting.
Okay.
Because I got stuck in my driveway because it was the winter.
Mm-hmm.
This was last year. And he's still coming at my car. And so like I get stuck. I'm like, shit. I wave out the side. I'm like, sorry. Or maybe not, but I thought in my head, sorry. Right?
Right.
And then I pull in. And as I'm getting out of the car, this guy's like, what the fuck? You don't see me coming? I have the right of way. And I go, this is me getting out of my Dodge Challenger in all black, thinking I'm Vin Diesel because I've just watched all of the Fast and Furiouses.
Of course.
Right?
Yep.
And I get out going, what'd you say? This guy turns around and goes, what? Exactly. And this guy turns around, stops, and he's jogging on the spot. Right? And he's like kind of bouncing. And
what the fuck, bro?
Yeah, basically. He's like, what, you don't know how to drive? I go, you think running keeps you fit? I said, what's, I don't understand. Like, how do you not understand how to make your legs stop? Everybody has to work in the same parameters of life. You were three doors down. I turned into my driveway. I got stuck. You can't say to your feet, hey guys, slow down a second.
Like, or go around.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he couldn't have gone around because snowbanks, right?
I guess.
So like, I see that perspective. But I'm thinking to myself, like, all runners, all bikers, I find if they're really into it, they're like this. My workout can't stop for you. Well, listen, fuckface. I hate to tell you this. This is 4,200 pounds of fucking car. Like, I know you think your workout is the total end-all, be-all of your life.
Yeah.
But also, this car will be the end-all be-all of your life. Like, maybe slow the fuck down for a second. Because yeah. as drivers, we have to hit the brakes.
Yeah.
If you're running.
Yeah.
And let's say a dog runs out. Are you yelling at the dog? Be like, hey, fucking dog, you dumb fucking dog. I'm running here. You can't stop? No. Because right? you're going, shit, dog. Oh, better slow down.
Yeah.
Or oh, my God.
Recalculate, you know?
So then I think he threatened to hit me or so, or hit my car. I go, that would have worked out real well for your running. He goes, excuse me? I go, keep running. Because, again, I think I'm Vin Diesel.
Of course.
Yeah. Right? Which I'm not. But that's the mentality that I get into. And I find that, see how I'm bringing this around? This is a long way. I find that is the mentality of most people at, like, Costco.
You're right? Absolutely right. Yeah. Because guaranteed, that crowd mm-hmm. has seen all the Fast and Furiouses.
Oh, yeah.
Several times.
Dude, I'm there.
Yeah.
I know my people. Yeah. We're all fucking...
I'm not looking down on Costco because I also go to Costco. But I'm like, because I used to go there as a kid yeah. and I know what I'm in for. So I'm very select.
Yeah.
And when you're in my way of being like, I'm getting get out,
mm-hmm.
it's an issue.
You know what makes me laugh is that like you're walking around and you're like, man, if this person goes any slower, I'm going to throw something at them. But they sell everything in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just walk by something and pick up like, yeah, like yeah. you have to throw a whole vine of tomatoes at them. Like you can't just throw one.
Just go borrow a forklift. Like, don't worry, I'm certified. I need to do this.
Like, hey, Sally, ham. You know, and then she's like, what? Fucking double pack of ham comes flying at her. Like, get out of my way.
Oh, yeah,
I love the stare down because like people look at you like you're gonna move, and if you just give them this like, they're like, oh shit.
Yeah, I more often than not just opt to either action or a stare.
Yeah,
because that's all I'm willing to give in the moment.
You know what like, you can't do. You know what you can't do. Just like the wild, you can't look away. I learned yeah. that lesson quick. Because if you do the, like, I'm trucking my cart, and you're looking at the person, you're like, and they look at you, and you're like, oh, that just means to them, oh, you're moving.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Like, and then it's a cart joust.
Like, yep.
But also, I just want to throw melons at people. Like, there's a point where I'm sitting in the produce while the girls are, like, picking their whatever for the week. I'm standing by, like, the melons, just being like, you could get one. You definitely get one. Like,
you have been melon.
Because I can't stand when you're in. There's so many people now that no matter where you are, they're on top of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like it used to be, if you were at the mall, you expected it, right?
In the grocery stores.
Yeah, grocery stores are the fucking worst. They're just as bad as Costco. Mm-hmm. You have to go, like, the best time I found, first thing in the morning.
Yep.
Because most people in the older generation, which probably explains a lot of why they argue over fucking IDs, yep. are not going to the grocery store till 11 a.m.
It's true.
You know?
Yep.
I'm like, man, my generation's fucking lazy as shit.
Dude.
Awesome. I can win.
Yeah.
You guys are barely fucking awake. I've gone to work. I sent 3 kids to school. I trained a fucking dog. And now I'm getting groceries.
Yeah. Like,
bitch, you're barely having your coffee. Yeah.
What were the 3 things you needed when you left the house this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Keys, ID, or wallet. Keys, wallet, fucking...
ID.
Phone, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which actually I've been wrong about for the longest time because I was telling people that it was okay to show their...
picture?
ID on their phone, but, like, that's a big no-no.
Yeah.
So, like, I've had to apologize to some of our customers to be like, I can't let you in. I know I told you that, but I'm absolutely wrong, so I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I've eaten my words at least 5 times since then. Like,
yeah, because as it got brought to our attention, like, mm-hmm. it is so true that it's very easy to just doctor a photo real quick, slap somebody's picture on there, and...
It's true.
Like, yeah, well, I got this, and if, you know, but here, a quick glance.
The problem that I have with it, though, is that there's all this promotion to have everything digital.
I know.
And have it on your phone.
Yep.
Right? So, like, it's kind of like that. This is kind of how I look at it. It's like electric cars. Like, Canada wants by 2035 to be everything that's sold is electric.
Mm.
Right? Well, everybody's going to have... I hate to... Like, here's the thing. I can never buy an electric car and plan a defibrillator. I can't sit in a battery, dude.
Yeah. Like,
Who's the genius that forgot about all of us? You fucking dicks. Like, yeah. Everybody's talking about leaving the planet. I'm like, I can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here for whatever happens.
Yeah.
I'm on cleanup duty, I guess. I don't know. Like,
I'm here till the fossil fuels just...
Yeah. I can't go in a rocket.
Yep.
Like, I can't take JetBlue's fucking flight out of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
I can't do any of that shit. Why does nobody think of people with defibrillators? Dude, any kind of magnetic field can potentially fuck up our ship.
Yeah.
And so, I don't want to spend my time traveling to Mars like this. Ow! 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 Like, no thank you.
Can somebody just put him out already?
Yeah. At that point, I mean, just donkey kick me. Put me out of my fucking misery. Yeah. You know what sucks, though? It keeps going, so just wake me back up.
Yeah.
Like...
The thing is, though, if, like, if people are going off the planet, it's going to be a pretty hefty penny.
Yeah.
And they are probably going to be very selective about
who
they put up there.
If it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, you see all the movies and everything, like, works out when they move out.
No.
But, like, we're in the first stages. In any first stages of anything that involves leaving our atmosphere, the inevitable happens.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
No.
Right? There's a few tests before explosions, and then, oh shit, we're back to square one. So yeah. If you're thinking of moving to Mars, how many of you guys that are rich and loaded and want to do this are going to be the expendables that find out, oh fuck, this one didn't work? And how many generations of those kinds of idiots are we going to have to go through before it's like, you know what, guys? Maybe we just fix what's going on here.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Man, you know?
That would be a great show, though, I gotta say. If you just keep doing, like, the sending...
The attempt?
Yeah, the attempts. Trying to settle on Mars. Dude. And it just keeps going so, so wrong. By the time the next batch comes up, and there's, like, just, like, dead bodies everywhere. Yeah. Mutiny.
It wouldn't even, because, like, the first one, they'd be vaporized as soon as they leave. The rocket would take off. Oh, it's great. And then it got out of our atmosphere, and I don't know, the fuel injectors exploded. Like,
yeah.
You know, then the next one's like, oh, they got to it, but then they lost their way. Now they're just floating in space.
Yeah.
You know, then the third one would be like, well, they got there. Landing didn't go so smooth.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like... There's no...
Yeah, think about how many tries they have to do from Earth.
Yeah.
Like, how smooth are the landings going to be on Mars?
And how do you know you're not going to hit an asteroid by accident?
Yeah.
Like, I know there's science and everything, but I still feel like at some point... Like, anything can happen.
There's a lot of variables.
Right.
That's the thing. See, look at us getting science. There are variables.
With our lab coats.
Dude, Alaskan Thunderfuck is fucking thundery.
Right?
Yeah.
But your head's like...
It's good.
Works.
I actually kind of really like that.
I was just about to light this digital
white blaze.
Like with a lighter.
Oh, where are we at?
Oh, I was going to smoke some of this Sour OG.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember how to turn it on right now. Do I hit it 3 times? Do I hold it? Is it dead?
Oh, no. Dead. Not the Nautilus.
All right, well, I'll charge that after. Because there's a bunch of Sour OG in there. Let's see, what could we smoke here to sort of, oh, you know what we could smoke? I'm thinking a sativa. Oh, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking something out of the one spliff here. Give me a sec. Oh.
Excuse me while I
light. If I had that Starfighter still, I would smoke that, but I don't have that. Let's see here. Okay. Sorry for the sliding of the chair, for those of you that are listening.
It's all good. We can edit that out. Throw a sound effect in there.
Sure. I like that you think I'm going to put that much effort into getting rid of the sound of a chair.
Now because I brought attention to it, now you have to.
Again, my Andy Kaufman type mind thinks it'll drive them nuts if I don't.
Yep.
And that will be fun for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, orange runts.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Is that a sativa, though? Yeah, it must be. Ooh, island pink is definitely not. What do we have left in here? Purple ayahuasca. That's not a sativa, is it? No, that's an indica, leaning hybrid.
Shall we confer?
Yeah. I have a feeling orange runts is going to be the most sativa.
I feel like it was...
Maybe the Island Pink. Wait a minute. I can figure this out. Oh, there's one more.
You have the whole World Wide Web, as do I.
I also have the package that tells me what the terps are.
Well, how about that?
Pink lemonade, dude.
Oh, nice.
That's sativa. I know that for a fact. Oh, it doesn't actually tell me the terps. It just tells me how many terps. Where is it?
Are they terpy?
Pink lemonade.
Are they terpy and delicious?
Pink lemonade is one of the higher ones. 3.06. Let's smoke that one.
Wait, three? Oh, terps?
Yeah.
Okay.
On top of a 26.3% plant.
See, that's nice.
Right?
I like that.
I really do wish beside each one, though, they said what it was. So, like, Starfighter was clearly a sativa.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very mild sativa. Island Pink. I don't know if I've had one of these, but I've had that strain before, and it's more indica.
Mm-hmm.
And then Orange Runts, I haven't had. Purple Ayahuasca, I had way back. And if I remember correctly, it's just a hybrid-leaning indica. The mac and cheese was a fucking hybrid. And it it was awesome. It was really close to, like, Gelato 41, almost.
Okay.
Not quite as intense, but, like, similar effects on the lighter side.
Gotcha.
You know, because I had smoked quite a few things at that point. So Pink Lemonade is 26.3% with, 3.06% terps.
Decent.
And 1.07 milligrams of CBD.
Decent.
Right?
Can I see it real quick?
The thing, yeah.
There you go. It's quite the package.
You know what's funny? These are like Lego. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So you can, like, stack them and shit?
I got a sample. Actually, it might have been these guys that brought in a sample the one time.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, these are great. I just want, like, 20,000 of them now.
Right.
Just the containers to build shit.
Yeah. I get it. Is that, wait, do I have all the, yeah, there we go.
What did we say, Pink Lemonade?
Yeah,
Pink Lemonade. Oh, I was going to look up Purple Ayahuasca. That's okay. I'll look at it later.
Purple Ayahuasca is a hybrid-leaning indica, for sure. I know that for a fact. I just can't remember if it's, like, but all indica?
Isn't it supposed to be euphoric? Because I feel like at some point, although this might have been one of those things.
Oh, fuck.
Remedied.
I just slammed this into my hand.
Purple. You are absolutely correct, sir.
I know my fucking weed, dude.
You're.
Mostly the ones I like.
I like the sound of this cross, though. Master Kush and Red River Delta.
Which is surprising because, you know what? The Master Kush, that's what Purple Ayahuasca is, right? Master right. Kush does virtually nothing for me.
No way.
Like, I smoke that after smoking Purple Kush to, like, level me back out from Purple Kush.
Fair. Yeah. There are certain Kushes and gods, you know, that just it levels you out.
Well, Master Kush is that for me because it's just like, oh. As soon as I smoke it, I'm just like, oh, okay, I'm regular now.
Yeah.
It's like it resets my baseline.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I can start again. So, like, if I were to sit around in, like, a tasting contest for weed, if I smoked that, it would reset my palate for the rest of the night. Like, whoever was against me would be fucked.
Palate cleanser.
Yeah. I'd be like, if I've got all these other ones, like, let's say it was 10, and number 5 was whatever, right? Yeah. And I got... the first 4 right, and I hit that one, and then that was what we were smoking, I'd be like, psh, Master Kush, you're fucked, dude. Because I'm right back to normal, whereas other people are like, man, it's a heavy Kush. I'm like, it just levels me right back out.
Yeah.
I go right back to zero, and I start again.
See, again, this will be the last time I mention it for a while.
Mm.
Cherry AK. That's what it does for me every time.
Yeah, I get that.
And
I should have brought down the concentrate. I have it upstairs.
I have it here.
Well, you brought it over.
Yeah, I brought my own. Just to, you know, because I was, like I said, panic grabbing, so I went.
Dude, you know what we should do?
One of these, one of those.
We should mix. We should mix the cherry AK with the pink panties.
Mm-hmm.
One mind, folks.
That's right.
This is why we do so well as a management team. We literally, I'm pretty sure, share the same brain.
Yep.
Like... I think there was a point in life, maybe at birth, where the doctors were like, we need to split this brain up. This one goes there and that one goes there.
We'll hold this, we'll hold on to this one for 10 years.
Right?
And place it in.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
I know people are now watching like, yeah, they share a brain all right.
Thoughts off. We're high. Like, look, okay, let's just baseline this out. Thoughts off the step.
That's right.
I'm your friendly neighborhood pothead.
This is correct.
If we you expect it. Intelligence, you've come to the wrong place. I'm talking shit to have fun while we smoke weed. Hopefully some of it's good and we have a good time and it's funny.
Yeah.
But like, no one's really sure. All we know is that we can tell you what's good weed, which is why you should really tune in.
Yeah.
Because like we tell you, I'm telling you, we work in the industry. I gotta stay up saying I'm telling you. We work in the industry. We have been. Tyler, how long have you? 3 years now?
Yeah, about 3 years.
I'm just about 2 years in. We've made it. We know quite a few producers from obviously working in a retail shop. We've been smoking for, well, I've been smoking for 20 plus years. You're probably up there. So like between us, we almost have 100 years. That's right. 20 went to 100. What? It's pothead years, dude. It's like dog
$50
years.
What do you need $40 for?
Yeah. I don't need $40 if you give me a spot. We don't give spots. What if I get you next time? That's a spot.
Yeah. Oh, dude, when people actually ask for that.
I know. It's like a new thing.
It's how is that even a thing?
I don't know, but we should light these joints.
All right. What is this again?
I forget. Pink starfruit?
This one is the pink
lemonade? Pink lemonade.
Okay. You know, we're talking about the purple ayahuasca, and I don't know if that might like really make the cherry AK or geez, Alaskan Thunderfuck.
Well, it's okay. I keep calling it Afghan Thunderfuck because Vortex makes the Alaskan Thunderfuck, but and they the also Afghan. Make the hash that's Afghan hash, Afghan black hash, which is looks really good. I haven't bought it yet, but I'm going to, especially after buying the Alaskan Thunderfuck because that's like my go to shit now.
I gotta say, though, too, there was. At least the batch that I got of the Lebanese hash, 1964 Lebanese.
Heavy Hitter.
It is in the Heavy Hitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But sorry. when it was available on its own, too,
yep.
Like it was crossed comatose with, son of a bitch, maybe it was their...
OG Kush?
Sour cookies or whatever it was.
Oh, Girl Scout cookies?
Something. But, like, that, I think it really activated the comatose side of things because that was such a...
Comatose is a weird one.
It is a weird one.
It's a heavy hitter at the beginning, like, when you first smoke it for maybe, like, the first couple times. Then once you, after that, once you go on to something else, you come back to comatose, it's not quite as heavy. Mm. It's still good, but it's, I mean, great, really. But it's not as heavy. Like, the first time, you literally go comatose almost. Yeah. You know? And then the next time, not so much. It's still a really good... You get used to the high, I guess.
Yeah.
Really quickly.
Yeah. Because right? the first couple times I had comatose, like, I just laid down very comfortably, and I stopped giving a shit about everything.
Right.
Like, I was just in my element.
Yep.
Just laying there. And that was perfect. Second time, got pretty close. But yeah, it doesn't do the same for me anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because I've smoked it a few times since the first time I tried it. And you know what it is? It's kind of like poppers. Since we talked about that last sesh. But it is kind of like poppers. We will go back to it. But yeah, like you hit it the first time and it blows your fucking mind. Mm. And then the next time after that, it's not quite the same. So you're always striving for.
Yeah. Trying to get that feeling back.
Exactly. So
it's not gonna happen, folks.
No,
you gotta
just let it go. Find something else. You know, that's what you know, and that's a big thing that a lot of people come into the shop for too. Is they're looking for the same thing.
Yeah,
they're looking to find the same high from something different. And I think one of the best things that you can sort of realize, like as a pot smoker, is that there's the best situation is the reality. Yeah. Of the fact that you can't just have the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
and learn to enjoy different highs. Like, learn to, you know, maybe give a hybrid a chance.
Yeah.
No, straight indica. Highest THC. I'm like, man, come on. There's other freaking options at this point, you know?
And that totally makes sense because when I first came, like, I smoked indicas solely. And then when I started working at the shop, I moved into, because of you, I say that meaning, like, mean, but I didn't mean it mean. You set me on this trail of hybrids, because Tyler's really good at picking hybrids. So
hybrids.
I started moving to hybrids, and then from hybrids, I started finding sativas that I also enjoyed because they incorporated more of a sativa-centric hybrid high. Even in some of the straight sativas, because I smoked the hybrids, I found that my body started to react better to sativas instead of just going straight from an indica or a sativa. There had to be like a bridge.
Yeah.
Right? And you kind of like gave me that little bit of a bridge to get to smoking more sativas. And now that I smoke more sativas, it's a lot easier to find the ones that you could do at the right time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because I know like so many people, they're like, I can't do sativa. Mm-hmm. I can't do sativa. I'm like, no, I get that. Because I've been there with sativa and it's not fun.
Yep.
And I would rather have something cut into there, right?
Yeah, you gotta try an assortment of things to find out what, because you can find, you get, okay, a lot of people get stuck on the idea that that one thing is the only thing that can provide the high.
Mm-hmm.
There are other, like I would say Alaskan Thunderfuck, even though it's very different and it is a concentrate, is a very similar high to what I get from Purple Kush. That's why I gravitate to it. It worked out really well.
Yeah.
Right? There's other ones that are indicas that I'm like, meh. You know, and it's not because it can be because they're too heavy, because they don't have an aspect of the high that I didn't realize I didn't like.
Right.
Like when I smoke Purple Kush, I just kind of relax. Right? Yeah. With this one, I relax and get a little stupid. Right. You know? Yeah. And, but I find that that was the hardest part, was realizing that, oh, you can get that in other strains.
Mm.
So like when we ate Bridget's brownies and I was, you know, it's a sage and sour. It's a straight sativa, right? Yeah. So like, it's not going to do the same thing as an indica, but it gave me all the properties that I looked for in a good, fun, exciting high,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it took me back to like when you first smoke weed in high school or beginning of university, wherever you do it, right? Yeah. You can always find yourself at some house party where, like, you've maybe had half a beer and someone's like, you want to smoke a joint. And then you don't end up drinking. You end up just eating all the food in the cupboards and laughing until you almost piss yourself. You know what I mean? And then, like, for the rest of your high career, that's where you're going. You're trying to reach that same potential or that same setting, right?
Dude, that was so me.
Right?
At a certain point, I'm just like, I'm here. Getting high, I'm snacking down.
Yeah.
Listen to music.
Exactly.
As long as they're playing good music, I will sit here content.
Yep. Yeah. I learned that later, so it was closer to university when I did it, but that's what you chase, because it was such a good time. You just laugh, have a good time, nothing really mattered. Whereas I find a lot of people now are at the point where they're just like smoking to get through it. You know what I mean? So like numbing it almost, right?
Yeah.
Whereas I'm always looking for the fun time. So I'm always trying to reach that, like, be back in the fucking, you know, that apartment where we sat down and just got fucked up and laughed and listened to music and whatever, right? Yeah. Whereas...
enjoy life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when we had that in Sage and Sour, and where Purple Kush was, like, my staple for it, an indica, Sage and Sour in a brownie does the exactly what I'm looking for. I've tried new things. I've done new things. And, like... it gradually gets you into liking a wider variety of weed, and then you're not always stuck on that one pick.
That's right.
Where you're like, that's it. Because there's other shit.
That's right.
All of that rhymed. That's fucked up. It took me 10 minutes from that fucking flush to try and get back to where the story actually was at.
That was impressive. That's why I just kept letting you go. That was impressive.
Dude. I can't believe I did that to get... oh, fuck. That took forever. I just had to talk my way into it. Alaskan Thunderfuck. Thank you, buddy. That's when you're used to it after like 4 or 5 days of taking it all the time.
Yeah.
That's where your brain gets to. You're like, oh, I'm, again, trying new things. I'm fucking comfortable in this space.
This has been a really nice space from the get-go, honestly. It definitely kicked my ass, first thing. But it came around nice.
Yeah.
Along with the hash, along with the... White Blaze.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't too long ago. What else have we had? Did we have something else other than the pink lemonade?
Nope, that was it, I think.
That was it?
Yeah. And you know what? Since we had that little pocket fart of a situation, let's take a little break. Or we'll just, you know what? We don't have to take a break. We'll just end the sesh because we're at about an hour.
Sweet.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed the sesh.
We got a lot out.
Yeah. Hope I didn't scare you with my rant at the beginning, but like seriously, we're fucking fed up with fucking grown-ups acting like four-year-olds. Fuck you. Bring your license. That's all you need. Like, license, debit card, keys maybe if you're driving. Yeah. You know?
Just do what we ask and we can all leave happy.
We're not trying to be assholes. We're trying to be nice. But if you start being asshole-y to us, you're going to get asshole back. Like, I don't know what else you would expect from a human. Like, you can't treat people like shit. Be nice.
Yeah.
Show your card. That's it. Be done with it.
The customer is not always right.
Right?
Yeah.
But we'll treat you fairly. Like, treat us fairly.
That's it.
You know? So, yeah. Anyway, hope you come back next week. Yeah. I guess those are our thoughts off the stem. But also, let's do another hit of this.
Oh, dude.
Well, I'm going to. You don't have to. I don't have to go anywhere either. Anyway, so.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're nestled in.
That's right. So. So those are our thoughts off the stem for this week. Thank you for joining me, Justin Brody, and Tyler Neely. Thank you for coming out again, bro.
Thanks, man.
We're going to try hoping to do like these together. I'm hoping. If you're in the forum, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So hopefully you enjoy this. Hopefully, you enjoy what we got coming ahead. There's going to be a lot of streaming glass. We're going to have to deal with it. That's just the way it is. So, yeah. Oh, is it out?
No.
Shit.
You just charge it.
It's out. All my timing. No. There we go. All right. All my timing's off. So that's one cheer for no reason. So let's try this one more time. Thank you for joining us. Those are our thoughts off the stem this week. I'm Justin Brony, your friendly neighborhood pothead. Thank you to Tyler Neely for joining us this week. Hopefully he'll come back more. We'll do it all the time. And hopefully you enjoy the sesh. Join us next week, Fridays at 4:20. On Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Good Pods, Podchaser, Pandora, wherever you get a podcast. It's out there, baby. Till next time. Stund in your glassen.
Oh, dude.
It tastes like fresh air. Like, it's like they went to the Alps and they were like, guess what?
Yeah, it's the mountain there.
Do you want some?
I kind of do now.
Alright, hold on.
Because it was really nice.
I know. But and this is, there's only a little left, so like, it'll be alright.
The pink lemonade.
Thoughts off the stem from the neighborhood party.
Right on.